Welcome to Last Two Pages, where two best friends who love to read just can't keep it to themselves. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Megan, and welcome to this episode of Bookmark, where we give you a full and honest review of books that we're reading. On this lovely episode today, we are talking about A Fate Inked in Blood by Danielle L. Jensen. Welcome back, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I was just reanalyzing this cover of A Fate Inked in Blood. I'm like, that's what drew me to it, is that it was so pretty.
Gorgeous.
And like this shimmer, it has shimmery blue edges, and it's got like this like Norse accents going on with the main character, blonde hair flowing.
The blue is really stunning. It's stunning. If you've been following us for the last few episodes, we've talked about the buddy read book that we've been doing, and oh my God, we're here. We finished maybe one of us like an hour ago, Teresa.
Okay. And how many more hours before that did you finish?
Like five, maybe five. Okay.
Well, not all of us can read at work.
That's very true. I can read at work, and it was great. So, yeah, we are kind of breaking that down for those of you who didn't read. You're going to get a full synopsis, like what you can expect if you want to read after this podcast. And for those of you that have read, you're going to get our full and honest review at the end with spoilers. You know how this goes if you've been here for a while. So.
Also, it's so fun when you let us know that you're reading along, because...
Oh, it was so much fun.
I loved it. I was like, oh my gosh, we do have a little book club.
I know. It's amazing. And we can't wait to set up a video with all of you and talk about it one-on-one. I can't wait to hear your thoughts, feelings, and opinions.
Chat.
Yeah. Do you want to read us the synopsis?
Bound in an unwanted marriage, Freya spends her days gutting fish, but dreams of becoming a warrior and of putting an axe in her boorish husband's back. Freya's dreams abruptly become reality when her husband betrays her to the region's Jarl, landing her in... Is it Jarl?
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 Yeah.
Landing her in a fight to the death against his son, Bjorn. To survive, Freya is forced to reveal her deepest secret. She possesses a drop of a goddess's blood, which makes her a shield maiden with magic capable of repelling any attack. It was foretold such magic would unite the fractured nation of Skarland beneath the one who controls the shield maiden's fate. Believing he's destined to rule Skarland as king, the fanatical Jarl binds Freya with a blood oath and orders Bjorn to protect her from their enemies. Desperate to prove her strength, Freya must train to fight and learn to control her magic, all while facing perilous tests set by the gods. The greatest test of all, however, may be resisting her forbidden attraction to Bjorn. If Freya succumbs to her lust for the charming and fierce warrior, she risks not only her own destiny, but the fate of all the people she swore to protect. A Fate Inked in Blood.
So before we really get into everything else, I did want to talk a little bit about the author. So Danielle L. Jensen was born in Canada and graduated from the University of Calgary with a bachelor's degree in finance. Go business. Not really. I mean, I can imagine going into business and then finding a journey where you're now a fantasy author. That pipeline feels very real. So she went back to school to complete an English literature degree at Mount Royal University. She's published internationally in 15 languages, and she and her family still live in Canada, and she has guinea pigs.
Mount Royal was the name of the grocery store in Duluth that had the best chocolate chip cookies of all time.
That is very true. Mount Royal, their cookies were amazing. You would always have them, and
there's something about them. They were like the perfect mix of everything you wanted in a cookie.
Yeah.
And do you think she raises the guinea pigs to eat?
You mean her eat? I was like, I assume the guinea pigs eat in their pen.
They ate.
So I also, since I read the audiobook, I also kind of wanted to talk about the audiobook author, because it was like, I felt transported into the world of
Skarland.
Like, literally, I was like watching Brave, like through this woman's voice. And I'm like, damn, they do be like in waterfalls and like in the woods right now. You know what I mean? So her name was Nina Yindis. She's Norwegian and Polish, so you can imagine the amazing accent she has. She was an actress in Peaky Blinders and Call the Midwife.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that kind of cool?
That is really cool.
I loved that. So I learned that today, but I really loved her voice and she was really cool. So that was fun.
How did she do Bjorn's accent? Was she like, if you had the chance to change your fate?
No, it was super like sultry.
Oh.
Like, and you know, it was hard for me like reading physically the book because I kept getting like the ick from reading Bjorn. Like when I hear the name Bjorn, I'm thinking like baby Bjorn.
Here's the thing, I would absolutely name my child Bjorn. It means bear. That's so cool. It's so cool.
I just, it's not the name for me. I don't know.
So our female main character's name was Freya. Little on the nose, but I get it. She is married to a greedy fishmonger who but longs to be a warrior after a betrayal where she reveals she has the God-blessed power. She gets her wish to become that warrior, even though before she'd only just been fighting trees. throughout the book, you're shown her desire to protect those in her life who you find to treat her very poorly, and they're not very grateful. And she's considered a warrior, but she's also stubborn, but then she's not stubborn. It's kind of confusing.
I think it's one of those people that like think they're stubborn, kind of like the people that think they're funny. And at every turn, they're just not.
Hmm.
That's kind of how it felt.
Hmm.
Do you not? No, I know, I hear that voice, that accusation.
But she's definitely hot-headed. This is Megan's description she wrote of her. She's a hot-headed, braided, blonde, God-touched, horny Norse woman.
Who
in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Great. I don't know. I feel like that was an accurate description. I mean, she's just like me for real. Just kidding.
Our male main character is Bjorn. He is a protective, hardened warrior who started off as a major flirt.
My type.
But spiraled into a horny, lovesick sap / puppy dog with a flaming axe to come with it.
Your type.
What do you mean by that? Anyways, he is super protective over Freya, but also tries to encourage her to forge her own fate.
Mm-hmm.
If you had the chance to change.
I feel like that's such a huge part in the book, is every sentence out of his mouth is like,
forge Freya. Your own fate,
Freya. You have the chance. You take it.
But like, the whole point is that her fate is unfated, you know, which also, I feel like they talk an awful lot about how she's faded, but she's unfaded.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Megan's quote, but I agree. I couldn't help but imagine a different, even hotter version of Thor with how he's described to look like, which made my impression of him even better.
I like, in my brain, I'm thinking like a cross between Spirit of the Cimarron and Thor, and then make it like two levels less hot.
I'm gonna be honest, that's so generous of you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, two levels less hot. Like, a medium level.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, he's got a few disfigurements.
Okay, but I love a good scar.
Not like that. Uh-oh. You know, like, he maybe, like, was, like, on it. Like, he has one, that baby head that's, like, flat on the-
You know what I mean? No, he didn't have a helmet.
So the quote that we decided to use that fully encompasses this book, I mean, it really feels full circle, is that you are mine, born in fire, even if only the two of us know it.
So for all the baddies that read along with us, this is for you. And for those that didn't get the chance yet to read it, you can either listen and hear about the whole book, because we recorded about a week ago when we were 100 pages in our thoughts, and so we're about to jump to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be back with our thoughts for the end of the book. So if you would like to just hear about the entire book, basically, stick around.
And if you don't, that's okay. You can come back when you finish the book.
Word, exactly.
We'll see you in a minute. So, A Fate Inked in Blood. Me and Teresa are on chapter 11. We just finished chapter 10. So, if you are watching this, I assume that you have read the book. But what just happened was there was quite the battle that happened.
So much.
Oh my God.
So, first beginning thoughts. I forget how much Danielle Jensen packs in her first, like, few chapters. Because if you read Forbidden...
No.
A Bridge Kingdom. I think it's the second chapter where all of her sisters die.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of, what the hell is happening? H-E double hockey stick exclamation point. And she kind of pulled it with this one, but not as dramatic. But every chapter... something new is happening. There's not a lull.
No. Danielle Jensen writes like she's writing an 800 page book and then cuts out all the fluff.
Yeah. And I honestly love that.
Literally every page I'm like, oh, dialogue is happening. If I like skim at all, I have missed an entire conversation.
Oh, you can't.
We were reading together and Teresa kept saying things and she was like, oh, they're wearing this. I'm like, I completely missed that. I'm going to be honest.
Is she standing? Is she sitting? She was sitting on his lap.
Why are their chests touching? I don't know how that's working.
Then her butt was on it. I was so confused. And they're so horny for each other, like from the start. And
horn dogs.
I forget how much I love a first person point of view.
Oh, so good.
I really like some of my favorite Holly Black books are only from the one character's point of view. And Ren's point of view in Stolen Air, loved that. Like, love only seeing her. And the same thing with Freya, which is very close to Feyre. So in my brain when I'm reading that, I'm very like, Feyre.
Oh, interesting.
And that's how I am with all of the...
the characters. It is very... my brain skims over some of the names.
A lot of consonants.
Yeah. There doesn't need to be that many consonants in a name, but I do respect the grind.
I appreciate it. It really keeps you in the Norse vibes.
Get those Scrabble scores up, you know what I'm saying?
It was just like when I was in Finland, and I thought I had entered the Minnesota version of The Sims because all of the signs, I couldn't understand them, but it was just a bunch of consonants. It was just... But it looked just like Minnesota. And that's what it feels like reading. Interesting.
I love it.
It's a little Simlish, but I really like the vibes.
Freya's great.
Freya is great.
Like the first scene of her gutting fish, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But that first, like, I love that her and Bjorn meet and basically a beach scene. I kind of am obsessed
right away, in the beginning.
It's like, okay, sex. You know what I mean?
And then her asshole husband that she then
could not pronounce his name
chops up with the
tomahawk chop,
the flaming axe. That part,
love that.
Slayed. Eat so that hard. It was great. I was like, this is epic. And then they're all like, what are you doing? And she's like, what do you mean? And then she's, my whole arm is on fire. And she like didn't even...
that kind of goes hard though. I know,
she didn't realize. And then I love that her arm is like all scarred up. And everyone's like, it's ugly. I'm like, that's sick.
I'm confused on like why they keep making her cover it up. Like, I get that it's like unsightly, but I don't know. Like, it doesn't seem within Freya's character to like let them do that. So no. I'm curious how like, I know she's been so obedient, you know, to like her previous husband to like be safe, but it feels like every part of her is like screaming to not do that.
Yeah.
And then that felt kind of weird to me, but
And Bjorn calls her out for it, so shout out. There's a lot you can... that's the same thing with other books I've read by Danielle Jensen. They're predictable, but they're fun.
Yeah,
like I can already see where this is going. I see the foreshadowing of like the control of the blood. Obviously, he is who she can like... she can switch her allegiance from the dad to the son.
Speaking of that, the wife, so hot. The queen. A badass. What is her name? The king and queen, I love the king being a little cuck. And the queen being this like witchy, no one touches my husband.
And he loves her.
Type baddie.
Yeah, love. I love them, honestly.
Love.
Like, she's annoying, but honest, I respect it.
Compared to Freya's, like, family beforehand?
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm. Oh, my gosh.
Good to get that out in the first 100 pages. Gare
and Ingrid already proving that they're just a bunch of pansies.
Losers.
Is pansy?
Yeah, pansies is fine.
Is that a fine word to say? They're pansies. I don't know the
slur
direct.
Check.
That's what I'm wondering.
No, that's what they are. They're losers. Yeah. Like, yeah. I just can't believe that they were like, oh yeah, your father's sword, who loved you so much. Yeah, you should give it to this man that you don't care at all about, because maybe we'll get favor.
Oh my gosh. And she's like, I just did this all for you and you can't even like say thank you.
You know what? My sister Marley was burned by an Ingrid. And honestly, I knew right away. I was like, Ingrid, that's going to be someone who's bad or like who's annoying. And you know what?
But Ingrid Michaelson went off with the song You and I. I think it's called You and I. So let's get rich and buy our parents' home in the south of France. That song? Anyways. Love.
I could not tell you.
It just jumped so quick. And then all of a sudden that one scene where she's getting her chest ripped open.
Oh yeah.
And I'm really excited to see who the other god was that was like fighting over her. Like, that's a fun little
love
plot.
love that. Hoping that turns and up in more than just gods.
Yeah, so high hopes so far. It's fun.
Love it.
Bjorn, of course, he's like the sexy,
him having slightly blue hair, hot.
The firepower,
hot.
I like the having to call upon the god's name to like use their,
yeah,
I really like that. Mm-hmm. In the world of like what their magic is gonna be. Mm-hmm. I really, it's clear. Mm-hmm. It's Danielle Jensen. She's a great,
keep it simple, stupid.
She is a, yeah,
love it.
I love her writing because it's easy, it's mm-hmm. concise, it's clear. And it just gets to the point.
And the men are hot.
And they are.
Possessive and...
And the women are all...
So arrogant.
Oh, yeah. Megan's type to a T. And the women all just want to fight.
I love that.
They always just want to fight.
The women genuinely are like either all Aries or like have some wild hair to be the Karate Kid. Like in every book of hers. And I love that. Wax
means.
On, wax off. You know what I mean?
I love the Jaden Smith Karate Kid. I'm not even gonna lie.
I just watched it recently.
It's so good.
Justin Bieber went
Jackie
hard.
Chan.
Never say never. Never say never.
Never say never. He may be bigger than me, taller than me. His arms may be a little bit longer than mine.
Get after it.
But so far, entertained. And it's just full steam ahead. It's so easy to read.
Thumbs up.
And entertaining.
Up.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a week.
Or in like 2 seconds.
So we hope you enjoyed that little first quarter of the book and how we thought it was going. I feel like our opinions have drastically changed since that point. So our final thoughts. We wanted to split this up between wins and misses. We felt like that's a better way because mm-hmm. we tend to talk in circles. I, as the editor, have found that we just like, it was good, it was bad, it was good, it was bad, it was good, it was
it's
bad.
Not,
so I feel like this is a better way to do it.
It's not my fault. My brain is a constant rotisserie chicken.
Word. So our wins. I loved the Norse aspect.
Okay, same.
That was so gorgeous. I loved, you know, how the gods mixed in with the people and how it didn't feel so like, it felt far away but close enough that it's like if you leave the area that it's not going to affect you anymore. Like,
yeah.
It felt like a magnet almost, like the powers did.
And I also really loved that the gods didn't really talk to you.
Loved that. They like, didn't like come onto the earth.
They didn't become
often
a character.
Right.
They were talked about, but they still kept their god aspect mm-hmm. and didn't breach that.
Right. I agree.
I liked that. I think it could have been more Norse, personally. I think it was mostly Norse in the names and talking about raids.
That in the beginning, I would say. It felt more Norse in the beginning, where it was like, oh, we're talking about the village and the boat that they're sinking. And like, absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, that felt so much more authentically Norse than like the river walking.
Maybe I don't even really know what it means to be like a Norse inspired story, you know?
Interesting, since you're Nordic.
I never said I wasn't ignorant.
I love. Yeah, I don't know. The Norse part of it like really grabbed my attention, because I don't normally like read stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what drew it to me in the first place, is that I hadn't ever read. Whoa. I had never read a Norse based fiction.
Right.
I definitely didn't realize how much it was a romantasy over
YA
fantasy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really liked, my win was that it was quick paced. It was almost a little too on the nose to start, but then it was still engaging enough to like enjoy reading it.
I like Danielle L. Jensen's books. Like, it's, I feel like they are like, you jump in and it's like boom, 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 boom. Like, you are going and just like flying through. So sometimes if I'm audiobooking and it's at 2x speed, I'm like, who's talking? Where are we going? Like, who's dead now? It kind of feels like, oh my God, calm down. But then it's like, oh, maybe I should like slow down and ingest the book. It's, but also, I love that part of it.
It's pretty short. It's only 414 pages. And for all that happened, it was like, in my brain, the plot points are very specific. Starts out, fishing village, bad husband, kills bad husband, fights hot guy, has to get married to hot guy's dad, even though his ex-wife's mad about it, and the village hates her, and then she has to go on this...
No, boats.
Oh, burning boats, and then quest to the top of mountain. And then she has to go in, like, hallways where there are the Grateful Dead.
Right.
And they want to kill you. And then all of these clans want to kill you. And then she talks to the gods. And then they skedaddle. Their whole village burned.
Yep.
They go seek revenge. She has an anger breakdown.
Yes. She starts to see red.
And on that mission, she gets frostbite and like horny, and then she's relatable, like taking a big nap after the big battles, and is really grumpy and
horny,
annoying, for lack of a better term.
Okay.
And then the bad kingdom comes to attack, but then she just runs away to try to kill herself, and then her and Bjorn are in a cave hooking up, and then Bjorn's like, oh, it's actually been me that's been the traitor the whole time, and then that's the
You're
book
still a traitor.
That's the book. So it's like,
I you missed the whole like mom dying part, but for the most part you got it. Way
okay
to
but she really wasn't,
she's not that important of a plot point.
Not very major.
Just, you know, it gave Freya another reason to have a meltdown.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the whole plot point of crappy family.
I will say that was like a really, you know, short rendition of what happened. But I did really like how the female characters they did add to the book were badass people, except for Freya, which ruined it. But like every other like woman in the book, I was like, yes,
except
girl.
For Ingrid. Frick okay. Ingrid. But
if you have a name like Ingrid,
the mom or the Ingrid, the ex queen, what's her name? What's her name?
Ylva,
frankly, one of the best characters in the book.
Agree.
Like,
that girl loved her husband. That girl loved her country. That girl, like, would sacrifice anything for them.
And she was a witch.
She locked Freya in a cellar when she's like, I'm going to go get my man. Like, real.
No. And she, frankly, I wish it would have been about her.
Very that.
There's something about, okay, so the misses for me was that it the romance felt misplaced. It felt like she just included it to make it romantic-y.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this book would have been killer as a YA. Because then all the points when they were, like, too horny for each other could have been, like, real slow burn. And then also build up Freya's character more because she kind of got whiny.
Very much so. The thing that, adding on to that, with her getting whiny, she was, like, stuck in being clueless. She yeah. had all of the answers in front of her, and she still was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Gee, Willie, why am I in this situation again? Like, and what am I going to do?
I don't want everyone to die for me. And the amount of times it was either choose her own freedom or her family that didn't care about her was too many times.
Yeah.
Because yep. Bjorn gave her the out, like, 5 times.
Yeah.
And it was always, but he'll hurt my family. And then her family consistently would just be like, why aren't you grateful for what you've been given? And she's like, I've been forced into this and everyone's dying around me.
I mean, literally, she's like a part of this prophecy, which is so like clearly laid out for her. It literally spells it out. And she's like, what is this about?
But she's unfated.
We'll never understand what this prophecy is for me. Like, girl, get it together. Like, I know you're uneducated, but like, you want to be a warrior so bad, and now you're like, killing people is so bad.
I'm not a maid. I liked the book though.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I just at the end it kind of fell apart for me.
I think the problem that happened in the middle of the book was like she kept seeing the truth in front of her eyes.
Oh my gosh.
And then just would like keep making assumptions. And they were like going wild accusations and like running back to just murder people. Like, why didn't you have that like fire, literally fire in you when it was like, oh, I'm killing people that have like hurt my people. Also, instead, it's like this person, you know, that you're making an accusation against. I'm
okay,
confused.
No, literally. And then she was stuck on it being her, Ylva. And then no one really thought to think about the second blood she had in her.
No, that was like a crit. Like they Danielle set it up really well where it was like, oh, there was another seal in her hand. I wonder what this is going to be. But then it just kind of like fell until the very end.
And then it was like, what? There's something else inside of me. And then it's like, witch. It was just like, she's a spawn of hell. And I'm like, I feel like I wish it would have been more of like Hades himself came and was like, hey, I know it's Greek, but like
very, very like The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue.
Yeah.
Right. Where like she has a conversation, you know, I was really confused by the hooded figure the whole time. Was that supposed to be the like hellish god?
I don't know who that was.
I don't
was.
Like, was that the point? But it was like, I didn't get that.
Look, you know, that's how she that's how I heard it.
Right.
And then it was like, oh, it's Bjorn's mom. And then Bjorn's like, no, my mom's happy and like alive and like in Nordland and like he's my dad. And you're like, what?
That was a great I loved the way that she thought that like
Bjorn was blameless.
Well, that, and she's like, how could you betray me in such a horrible way? But then it was like, I don't know. Like, you didn't think at all about Bjorn's backstory. You're just like, yeah, this makes total sense. You just, like, live with your dad that you hate, and Ylva's tried to kill you.
And she only started questioning him, like, 5 minutes before that happened. And she was like, give me answers.
That's what people are talking about when they talk about, like, why you don't have sex with someone and the emotional release that comes with that. You don't do it. Then you start questioning.
That's true. She was so the insta-lust was just too lust. Much. It was like, it made her naive. And
that's what it was. She felt so childish after in the beginning of the book, they set it up. So she's like, I need to be away from my husband who like is brutal with me and doesn't love me. And like, I'm the strong woman and all he thinks I can do is gut fish.
Chop in half.
And then it's clear that all she can do is gut fish. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's like, that's not me, that's not my destiny. And then it's like,
but she was really good at it. No, absolutely. And then Bjorn kept trying to, I don't know, push her. And then Bjorn was like, don't ask me about my backstory. And then the man, like, shows up in the cave. The king of Highland or whatever his name was. Hibern.
It felt like the Kool-Aid man.
You know what I mean? Why did he just appear?
Or, like, Reese's and winnowing.
Like, and then Bjorn's all like, how did you find us? And he's like, son,
you sent me the location.
This is so predictable of you. And Bjorn's all mad.
You just be bringing women to caves. There's only and so it's many. Like,
all of their lust translated into a loss of brain cells for both parties. That's and real. So, like, every step they made just kind of, like, had no thought put into it.
Them jumping off the waterfall.
I loved that, actually.
Pocahontas.
Okay, but like, it came out of nowhere when she just all of a sudden, like, was dashing to jump off this cliff. Like, it was a one sentence of her about to fight, and then it was like, I'm gonna try to kill myself. And you're like, what? What? And then they find her right away.
This is when I was trying to read during work, and all of a sudden, I, like, I'm working, right? And then I tuned back in and it was like Free Willy over the waterfall. And I was like, what are we doing? Why is there water in this, like, battlefield? What's going on?
And the way that Bjorn's like, they'll think we died, but when there's nobody, like if you've read these Hollow Vows, this book gives me that.
Right.
It's like it has a great buildup and then it just kind of like is like a loose balloon at the end. And you go, that's what it was for me. So it was fun. And I do kind of want to read the next one.
Oh, I will definitely be reading the next one because I know there's going to be groveling. And nothing like an arrogant man who grovels.
Okay, but here's the thing. The groveling from Bjorn was kind of an ick for me and made me want a second love interest.
Valid.
But who Danielle do you think
it's gonna be? His dad.
Danielle doesn't
it's gonna be his other she, dad.
It's his mom. No, Danielle doesn't do that though.
She might.
I wish.
I don't know.
Because
she's a few series.
They just don't seem like a great match to me.
I don't know. I feel like this book had really good bones to it. Like the inside of it, though, just felt very loose and didn't feel, like, buttoned up as it as most of her books, like, as I've read them, do and should.
They kind of do fall apart, though.
Yeah. It kind of just, like...
Both of them. I
they start so strong, and then something happens, and it, like...
Pulls you out.
Yeah.
I read Bridge Kingdom. Loved that first one. It was so good for me. And the second one was kind of like a... She could run how far with the sliced leg? And then And then Inadequate Air. I liked Inadequate Air. And then the second one, I was like, all of that for what? Mm-hmm. Is just how hurt. But this one, it kind of felt like that in the first one. So I wonder if the second one will be better.
I don't know. The thing is, it was fast enough to be entertaining.
Yeah.
And it didn't pull me out
ever.
Like, it was so fast that there was no way that my brain could be like, okay, I need to be done with this, or DNF. It was so much was happening at once. I was like, yeah, let's just keep going. I'm here for the ride.
Nothing,
let's go, girls.
Yeah, nothing made me mad enough to be annoyed or disgruntled or want to stop reading,
right?
Which I feel like isn't really what you want to hear for a book rack. But I don't know, I didn't regret reading it.
It was an easy read.
It really was.
It was an easy three. Like, so we both rated it. I rated it 3 stars.
It's a pretty solid 3-star read.
Yeah.
I'd say 3.2. Just because I really loved that Danielle does a really good job at the beginning of her books making things go like shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
Like when Freya took Bjorn's axe to chop her husband in half. I love that. That's the extra
her
point
hand
too.
Is burned. Like, yeah, like I love that part. And then it's him always like putting the ointment on. Love. Very bodyguard trope.
Yeah,
very cute, love it. But
he takes that role way too quickly though, you know.
She is quite literally in distress constantly. So I think it was kind of kill or be killed kind of world where he's like, well, I guess this is my job now. She's going to go jump off a waterfall. Here we go. So you know what I mean?
He likes to be that person, you know?
Who else is he going to be that person for?
And he's, oh my gosh, he's literally Jacob in Twilight. Also hot-blooded, too. Like, he runs hot-blooded. Boiling. So, of course, when she gets hypothermia, he's all snuggling up.
Okay, yeah, that whole hypothermia thing, I missed that. I, like, in my brain, I didn't comprehend that she was, like, dying of hypothermia. I was like...
No, the girls...
Girl, get up and walk. I'm confused. When...
No, I think they actually did the hypothermia scene, like, really good. Like, when she's warming up and she was like, I am dying. Stop with the fire on my feet. And they're like, it's literally just someone's armpits.
It's life.
I don't know why, but Bjorn has, like, nipple piercing vibes to me.
Yeah.
Like, the loop.
Yeah.
He really does.
And she gives me... maxi skirt.
An infinity tattoo.
Not okay, maybe the infinity tattoo, but then very like,
but it's broken because she has no
Triss.
Oh yeah,
Triss from Divergent. Vibes. Yeah,
absolutely. He's, I liked Four better than Bjorn. I think Bjorn was fine for me, but he wasn't him, you know.
He was like him's younger brother.
Absolutely. Who was
a cancer man.
That's why I want a second love interest who comes in. I don't think there will be one, and I think Bjorn will redeem himself.
We're going to live with a cancer man as the main character, so.
Is he a cancer? I like the name Bjorn.
He gives me cancer vibes.
I like the name Bjorn.
He's, like, overly emotional.
It's either I name my child Bear or Bjorn.
What child are we talking about here? You trying to tell me something?
As if it would be me out of the two of us.
That's getting cut. Word.
I would love to know what you all thought.
Yeah.
Do you agree with us?
I cannot wait until we have our little book club. So if you want to join our little like video get together, just DM us on Instagram and say you want to join. Even if you did read the book or you didn't read the book and you just want to like hang out and listen to it, totally fine as well. We'll try and figure out a date on the calendar once we get like a list going. So yeah, we would love to hear your thoughts about the book and see your pretty shining faces.
I do really want to know what people thought.
Absolutely. I need to know. Did you relate to this? Did you not? Are we just...
What? I need to know what people loved about it. Like, what did you die for it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
What would you go to bat for? What would you walk on hot coals for? What would you fall down a cliff for? Or a hill, not a mountain.
And on that note... We hope you enjoyed this episode of Last Two Pages.
And we'll see you on the next page.